The Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Ayin Hei Amud Beis quotes a brisa, which says that if a person does not kasher kelim before he uses them, so then there's actually a machlokas brisas. Tani chada asa v'tani idach muta. Kulan shneishtamish b'hen at shlo yatpe v'shlo yage v'shlo yilabein. Tani chada asa v'tani idach muta. It's a dachastirin brisas. So what's the answer to this theory? So the Gemara says that lo kasha hakamad am nosin tam lefgam asa hakamad am nosin tam lefgam muta. That there's a machlokas in the brisas with a nosin tam lefgam. If there's a tam that's not meshubach, that's not a good taste, but rather it's a negative taste, if that's no sintam into a tarovus, is that going to be a problem or not? So if you hold no sintam levgam mutter, so then, even if you didn't kasher the kli, if you used it, b'di'evet, it's asa. L'chadchila, we don't do that, but b'di'evet, it's asa. But if you hold no sintam levgam, l'chadchila, we don't do that, but b'di'evet, it's mutter. If you hold nosin tam of gam osa, so then it's going to be osa even b'di'evin. So the Gemara says, if you hold nosin tam of gam mutter, so why does the Torah give us a requirement to be machsha klei midyan b'chlau? So says the Gemara, according to the Mandama, nosin tam of gam mutter, lo osa k'tora el k'dera bas yoma. The only iser, the only k'dera that requires hechsher is a k'dera bas yoma. The k'dera bas yoma is not nosin tam of gam. The bli inside will be nosin tam l'shvach into the tarovas. So that's why the Torah requires that you kasha that kli. And the Gemara continues, at least according to our Girsa and the Gemara continues, but if that's the case, then even l'chadchil it should be mutter. So the Gemara says, no, gzera she'ena bas yama otu bas yama. There's a gzera d'rabbana that you're not allowed to use a kli she'ena ben yama, even though no sintam lefgam mutter, it's not going to ask her any tarovis, because we're afraid that you won't wait the time, that you might use it before it's ena bas yama. So that's gzera d'rabbana min haTorah, you're allowed to use a kedera she'ena bas yama, because it's not going to ask her, but mid'rabbanan, Chazal said that you're not allowed to use even a Kedera Shein Bas Yoma. And then the Gemara concludes and says that Lamanda Omer Nosen Tam Lefgam Oser, how do we understand the psukim about the clay midyan? So the Gemara says that Lamanda Omer Nosen Tam Lefgam Oser holds that Efshad Lopogma Porta, that any Belia inside the Kli, even Besoch Bas Yoma, it doesn't matter how much time. Once it's inside the Kli, it's impossible that it's not going to be Pogim a little bit. The Kli takes away from some of the shevach of the tam, if it takes away some of the shevach of the tam, every bli inside a kli is going to be a little bit lefgam. So gufa, from the din of geule clay midyan, we learn this idea that nosin tam lefgam osa. Right? We're assuming that the Torah asks kedera bas yoma, right? And if even a kedera bas yoma, the tam is going to be lefgam, so the fact that the Torah asks it, such a kedera, that proves to you that nosin tam lefgam is going to be asa. So that's the machlokas. Machlokas brisas is whether nosin tam lefgam mutter, nosin tam lefgam asa. That's the machlokas le'inyan b'di'evet, but it's also machlokas le'inyan, the case of the klei midyan b'chlal. Meaning we're learning from the klei midyan that there is some case that you have to be machsher kelim. What is that case? So the mandam nosin tam lefgam mutter says that case is only a kedera basyam. Kedera basyom is the only thing in Torah that you have to kasha. The mandam nosin tam lefgam oser holds that you have to kasha everything because nosin tam lefgam is taka oser. So kedera sheina basyoma, it could be nosin tam lefgam, it's going to be awesome. In Torah you have to kasha such a kli. How does he know nosin tam lefgam oser? From giule klei midyan. Because it's impossible, even a kedera basyoma, that it's not going to be pogma purta, it's not going to be a little bit lefgam, and nevertheless, the Torah requires it to be machshir the klei midyan. That shows you that nosin tam lefgam osa, you have to kasher, even if it's going to be nosin tam lefgam, even a kedera basyoma, which is nosin tam lefgam, you have to be kasher, you have to kasher min haTorah. So kol shkein a kedera, I shouldn't say kol shkein, so hu hadin nami, a kedera sheina basyoma, even though it is nosin tam lefgam, it's no better than the kedera basyoma that's also nosin tam lefgam, nevertheless you have to kasher, so too, kedera sheina basyoma, you'll have to kasher as well, even though it's only nosin tam lefgam. Okay, so the machlokes, whether nosin tam lefgam mutl, nosin tam lefgam osu, is whether kedera sheina basyoma min haTorah requires hechsher. If you hold nosin tam lefgam osa, so then min haTorah kedera sheina basyoma requires hechsher, even though it's lefgam. If you hold nosin tam lefgam mutter, min haTorah doesn't require hechsher, but there's a gzera d'rabbana and kedera sheina basyoma atu kedera basyoma. Okay, that's the basic gemara. So now we have to understand, what does it mean a kedera sheina basyoma? How much time has to elapse before we look at it as a kedera she'ena basyoma. So Rashi writes, basyoma, shebisho ba'ovei kochavim hayom, hayom. Rashi says Basyama means that it had a Linas Laila. Linas Laila. Linas Laila, that it went through a night it went through a night after its use. Linas Laila. This idea is echoed by Tosfos as well. Let's look at the screen share together at Tosfos. Okay. Going back to the Gemara packet, right? So this is on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Tosfos has a long piece. I really want to do this Tosfos together with you today. Each part of the Tosfos, to see each part together and see how it all comes together as a unit. It says Tosfos like this. Let's look at the Tosfos, make it a little larger, so we can really enjoy and chapanai to this Tosfos. Let's see, is this too big? No, perfect size. Okay. Okay, that's Rashi. Mashma lepirusha says Tosfos, the linas laila pogames v'lo be'inon me'es la'es. Oh, so Tosfos already shows us that there is another possibility. What is basyoma? What's the other way to define basyoma? Me'es la'es, 24 hours. That's what you could have said. But Tosfos says, apparently Rashi does not learn like that. He says, Basyoma means Linas Laila, that as long as it passed through a night, then it's going to be Mutter. V'chem Pirish Rabbeinu Tam, the Linas Laila Pogemis. Rabbeinu Tam also says, like Rashi, that Linas Laila Pogemis, you don't need Me'es Leis. Now, let's see the rayas that the Rabbeinu Tam is going to bring. Ki lo hayaderach biyomim kadmonim levasha balaila. Because it wasn't really normal for people in the times of the Gemara to cook at night. How does he know that? How does Rabbi Natan know this wasn't normal to cook at night? We cook at night. So he says, "Ki the mashma parakama de brachas bismanim shekavu lekriyashma bisman shchiva bekohanim va'aniim v'chol adam." Right, the Gemara in Brachas is trying to figure out when's the zman, when's the end time for saying kriyashma shel arvis. Right, when's the earliest time? When's the latest time? So the Mishnah talks about the latest time. Right, it actually talks about both. Right, Mishah. Shakohanim nechnosim lecha b'tshumasan. That's the earliest time. Ad sof ashmur rishona. Rebbe Leza says until the end of the ashmur rishona. Then the Chachamim say until chatzos, and Rabbi Gamliel has his own shita. So there are different shitas as to what the end time is. But from the Mishnah, you get the sense mishah shakohanim nechnosim lecha b'tshumasan. That's the earliest time. But the Gemara that Beis Amebeis quotes other zmanim. It says hazman she'adam nechnas lechol pito balayla. Right, it's a time when Kohanim go in to eat their food. Time when people come to eat. Now it doesn't say anything about achil in the Torah about Kriyashma. What does it say? B'shach b'cha uvkumecha zman shchiva. So apparently zman shchiva is the time when people are going to eat supper. That's the time. Then they come in to eat. So then they eat and they go to sleep. That's what they normally would do. They wake up at the crack of dawn because they had to maximize the amount of time they had to work in the light. And then when it came nighttime, so people would go home and they'd eat and they'd go to sleep. At least some people would go to sleep. So says Tosfos, what do you see from that? The fact that people are going in to eat, Kriyashma is a function of Laila, right? Let's say Tseisa Kochavim. So the fact that people are going in to eat, so when was the cooking taking place? It was obviously taking place before Tseisa Kochavim. So it sounds like they weren't cooking at night. They weren't cooking at night. So if they weren't cooking at night, what does that tell you, Dr. Rabbeinu Tam? Right? Since they weren't cooking at night, so you could have a Linas Laila. If they were cooking at night, so then what Linas Laila are you going to have? Notice, well, what is Tosfos assuming? What does cooking at night have to do with anything? You could still have a Linas Laila even if you cook at night, no? Well, it depends how you define Linas Laila. Tosfos later on is going to define Linas Laila as being a full night from Tseisa Kochavim through Amud HaShachar. So Tosfos assumes that if they were to cook at night, you would not have the idea of a Linas Laila. Why wouldn't you have an idea of a Linas Laila? Because presumably you need a whole night. So the only time that you'd have a Linas Laila is if it passes through the next night. Right? Let's say the night begins at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, that's when Tseisa Kochavim is. And a person is cooking at 9 o'clock at night. Right, Amud HaShachar is, let's say, at 6 o'clock in the morning, whatever, right, just to keep it simple. So if a person were to cook at 9 o'clock, the only time that you have Alinas Laila is at 6 o'clock the next morning, not this morning, because you didn't have a time from 6 in the evening until 6 in the morning that you weren't using the kli. That's not Alinas Laila. So since Tosis is assuming Alinas Laila requires a full night from Tzedek Ochavim until Amud HaShachar, that's why Tosis says, well, at the times of the Gemara, they weren't cooking at night. So if they weren't cooking at night, you'll never have Alinas Laila. Since they weren't cooking at night, you will have Alinas Laila. Right, since they were cooking at night, you'll have Alinas Laila, because when did they cook? Before Tzedek Ochavim. So it's before Tzedek Ochavim, you'll have Alinas Laila from Tzedek Ochavim until Amud HaShachar. Okay, this is the first raya of Tosfos. Any questions? Okay. Let's go on. This is where it's going to get a little interesting now. Let's go on to the second raya of Tosfos. Tosfos says, v'zeich ha'ladover. He doesn't bring a raya, but he says, v'zeich ha'ladover. The Linas Laila Mikri Ibur Tzura. Linas Laila is referred to as Ibur Tzura. Ibur Tzura means changing the form of the item, right? The turning of the form, the fact that it's no longer good. V'havidvarm kavachomer. Im ochel shu be'en ma'aber tzurasa balayla, kolshken isra nivla b'kedeira will be ma'aber tzurasa balayla. What is he referring to? What is Linas Laila? What is Ibur Tzura? What is going on over here? So Tosis is referring to the din that we know that if kachim become pasul, so then we burn the kachim, right? We burn the kachim. Noser is a classical example, right? After the proper time, by a chatas, yom v'laila, by a shlamim, shnei yomim v'laila echad, after that period of time, so then we take it out to the Beis HaSreifa and we burn it. So the Gemara refers to that idea, to that concept, with the words Ibur Tzura. This is a Gemara Psachim. Gemara Psachim and Aflam Adal and Mabeis talks about different psulei kachim. It says, Kol she psula bat begufo yisarif miyad, bedamu bebailim to Ibur Tzurasim v'yotzin the Beis HaSreifa. If you have a psul in the gufa karban, right, something in the basar itself, let's say the basa was yotze outside of the choma of the Azara, achata. So let's say the basa was yotze outside the chomas Yerushalayim, right? So the basa itself, right? The basa itself became pasul. Let's say the basa became tame. It's a psul in the basa. There's nothing to wait for. If there's a psul in the basa, then it's nisref miyad. It's pasul. But bedamu bebailim, if the psul was in the dam, right? Let's say the dam became tummy, and you can't be zorikit on the mizbeach, or some other thing happened to the dam, and now you can't be zorikit. But there's a problem with the bailim, that the bailim became tummy. So now that the bailim became tummy, so they can't eat from the carbon. Right? So what do you do then? So you can't just burn the carbon immediately. The carbon becomes possible, but you can't just burn the carbon immediately. The psul was not in the busser itself, it was only in the dam of the bailim. So says the Gemara, to ubar tzurasan, their form has to change, their form has to pass the yotz in the Beis HaSreifa, and then they can be yotz in the Beis HaSreifa. Okay, that's what the Gemara Psachim says. So the question is, what does this Ibur Tzura mean? What is to Ibur Tzura and the yotz in the Beis HaSreifa? Vos meintas. So the Rabbeinu Chananel in the side of the Gemara Psachim writes like this: to Ibur Tzura, klomer. Says the Rabbeinu Chananel, what does Tuba Tzurasa mean? It means it has to rot. The Basar has to be Masriach, it has to rot. It's not Roy Lachila anymore. A real Ibur Tzura, then it's Yotzei the Beis HaSreifa. That's what the Rabbeinu Chananel says. And that's what the Rambam in Perash HaMishnah is in Psachim later on, and Daf Pei Vav writes as well. Until the basar becomes ruined. Now, it's clear from the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam that Ibur Tzura has nothing to do with Linas Laila Achas. A Linas Laila is not going to make the basar putrid. But it can't. It's impossible to be eaten. That's very difficult to believe. So if you learn like the Rabbeinu Chananel, or like the Rambam, that Ibur Tzura means Ibur Tzura mamish, Ibur Tzura ipush, hefsid, masriach, the boss is masriach, so then Rabbeinu Tam's zeichel adorah from Linas Laila right? Talina Salila from Ibar Tzura, it's a little strange. Rabbi Natan says, I'll bring you a raya that Lina Salila is enough to be matir, to say Nosen Tam Levgam, because you know there's a din of Ibar Tzura. What does Ibar Tzura have to do with Lina Salila? Ibar Tzura means that the basar is masriach, that it's misapesh, that it's not royal achila. You know, no one would say after a Linas Laila, it's like a sirchon? What is a smell? It's so nifsal? Hard to believe. What's the Rabbeinu Tam's Zeichel Adavar based on? It's based on the fact that he's assuming that Ibar Tzura doesn't mean that the bus is actually Masriach. You don't need that. Even if the psul of the Kachim is Bedamo Babaylam, you don't need that the bus should be Masriach in order to be able to be sorry for it. Rashi and Psochim defines Ibar Tzura differently than the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam. Rashi there on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph in Dibur Maskel V'Teubar, Rashi says, "What is V'Teubar Tzurasa mean? Hainu Psulina Ibar Tzuras Maris Basa Belinas Laila Echadu. Ibar Tzura means that there was a Linas Laila. Once there's a Linas Laila, that's an Ibar Tzura. That's what Rashi says. Then he echoes a similar sentiment later on." And if I can give a lamed base. To uba tsuraso, yamtino loacha to uba mimeno tsuras basa. Wait until the tsuras basa has passed from it. The cave and the psula chomer lo safina kachim bibi zayin. If the psula is chomer, it's in the basa, obviously we're going to be able to burn the kachim immediately. But if it's only a psula in the dam of the bailim, so then we can't burn the kachim. There's nothing wrong with the basa. It's a bizayin to the kachim to just burn the basa. Unless there's an Ibar Tzura. So what does Ibar Tzura says? Rashi, the Ibar Tzura hu psulina. The Havale psula begufo. What does Rashi say? The Gemara of Sachim tells us that if the psul is in the basar, so then of course you can be sorry if it miyat. If it's tame, if it's siotze, etc. But if it's psula only bedamu bebailim, so how can you be sorry if it miyat? It's a bizarre to the kachim. There's no psul in the basar. So says the Gemara, to Ibar Tzuras and Viyotzen Lebeis HaSrefi, you need an Ibar Tzura. Explains Rashi, what's an Ibar Tzura? An Ibar Tzura is psulina. The basa becomes posel, belina. Right? Once there's a lina slilas, then the basa becomes posel. If the basa is posel, then now there's something in the basa. It's not like Yotze or Tomei, we need a new psul in the basa. If the only psul is in the dam of the Bailam, we need a new psul in the basa in order to allow us to be sorry if the basa. The way we serve the buses, once there's a psul in the busser, so then it's not a bizarre to be served the kachim because the busser is also pasul. So it's clear Rashi understands that Ibar Tzura doesn't mean that the busser is masriach, that it's misapish, that it's really not roy bichlal. Rashi holds that Linas Laila is enough to be called an Ibar Tzura. Now, Lechora, according to Rashi, also, how can I compare Linas Laila Echad regarding Nosen Tam Lefgam to Ibar Tzura? What is Ibar Tzura? What is Rashi saying about Ibar Tzura? Chora Ibar Tzura just means that there's a psul in the basa. Once there's a psul lina, there's a psul in the basa, so you can burn it. Why is that even called Ibar Tzura according to Rashi? What exactly has changed? The basa is basa, it's the Zelba basa, it's the same basa as it was before. What's the difference? Why does Rashi even call that Ibar Tzura? The Mikdash David, which is a beautiful sefer, a collection of different ideas on Zeroim and Taras and Kochim. So he says that you see from Rashi himself, Rashi holds that Ibar Tzura does mean that the physical basar is changing, but just not like the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam. Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam have an extreme shita. They hold that Ibar Tzura means that the basar actually has to be masriach, it has to be misapesh, it has to absolutely transform. It's not roi lachila bichlal. Rashi says no. Rashi says that a little bit of an Ibar Tzura is sufficient. And the Linas Laila is going to change the basar enough that it's called an Ibar Tzura. The Mikdash David brings an interesting raya. Rashi in Shavuos on Dafir Aleph makes the following comment. The Gemara says that Ketores is not Nifsa Belina. Right? The spices of the Ketores cannot be Nifsa Belina. Why? Mishum de Tzurasa Kol Hashana. Because its form doesn't change the whole year. But you can have spices, you leave them out, they don't get ruined. Their form is completely the same. So because the form doesn't change at all, that's why it's not going to be Nifsa Belina. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara in Shavuos. The Gemara says the Ketores is not Nifsa Belina, because Tzurasa Kol Hashana, says Rashi, it means that the Tzura is not Mishtanes Kol Hashana, it doesn't change at all. So it sounds from Rashi that the only item that will be Nifsa Belina is something whose form does change. If the form doesn't change, it's not going to be Nifso Belina. So how can Rashi say that Ibur Tzura is a Psulina? What kind of form is changing over there? The answer is, by every Psulina and Kachim, there must be a little bit of a change of form. Now, if you refrigerate Basar, obviously there will be no change in the form. It might get cold, but it's totally edible and there's no change in the form. But if you leave Basar out, if you leave Basar out for, 10 hours, 12 hours, it will change a little bit. It's not Eino Roi L'Achila completely, but it's not going to be as good as before. Right? And depending on the climate, obviously if it's cold outside, if it's cold inside, then it's not going to be affected. But if you leave it out at room temperature for 10 or 12 hours, right, then there might be an Ibur Tzura. Again, it's not going to be Masriach, but we'll start to wonder whether you really should eat that basar. Right? Maybe you shouldn't be eating that basar. Maybe it's not so good for you. Maybe there is some kind of an Ibur Tzura. Zok de Mikdash David, that's what Rashi holds. Rashi holds Avada, Linas, Laila creates an Ibur Tzura. Not like the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam. It's not an Ibur Tzura Lagamri, that the basar is Masriach, it's going to smell and it's totally inedible. No, but there is an Ibur Tzura. Rashi holds there is some kind of change when there's a psulina. Rashi and Psachim doesn't mean that if the psul was bedama b'baylim, you need a linas laila in the basar, and then once there's a psul in the basar, that's enough to be sarif the basar. No, you need a psul in the basar plus a little bit of ibur tzura. If you don't have a physical change, that's not enough to be able to burn the basar. It's still a bizayin of kachim. But Rashi holds, once there's a linas laila, there is a little bit of an ibur tzura. There is a change of form. You don't need such a dramatic change of form, but you need a basic change of form as well in order to be matir the sreifa of the kachin. Okay, this is what Tosus is referring to when Tosus says that it's a kal v'chomer from ibur tzura. Right, zechel adavad linas laila mikri betzura vavidvaram kavachomer im ochel shu be'en ma'aber tzurasu ba'laila kolshken isra nivla bekedera. What's he saying? He's saying ochel shenivla ochel shu be'en ma'aber tzurasu. You have a carbon, you have basar of the carbon. You see from the fact that you're able to be soreif the basar, even though the basar wasn't nifsal before the lina, we see that you're able to be sorry if it's belina. And what do you need to be sorry if it's zokter Rabbeinu Tam? Obviously, it's not just a psolina. There has to be an ibur tzura. There has to be some kind of change of form. That's what the Gemara says. To ubar tzurasan v'yotzen l'beis hasreifa. So if basar that's be'en can be ma'aber tzurasa belinas laila echad kol shken isra anivla b'kideira. What does that mean? If you only have a blia is like a very weak type of remnant of the basa. There's such a weak type of remnant that's now coming into a clash with the kli is going to be pogamit. The kli is going to make it into more of a pagam than the ibur tzura of the basa belinas laila echad. So says Tosfos, lina ibur tzura is a zecher ladover. That's a zecher to this idea that even Belinas Laila Echad, you can have a transformation of the physical basar, and if you have a transformation of the physical basar vis-a-vis kachim, sreifas kachim, then you'll have a physical transformation of the blia inside of the kedera as well. Questions? Mori Blau.
Couldn't you ask on the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam that If beforehand, in order to be sorry for the basar, I need to just have a pogum, seemingly the pigima beforehand doesn't need to be this terrible pogum. It could just be anything like mum, therefore you're even sorry. So it makes more sense to the master like Rashi that there's going to be some sort of change, not like a complete change.
I think the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam hold that if it's still edible, that's not enough of a change in order to be sorry for the kachin. It has to be masriach. So, you know, I would imagine Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam would say, let's say it's midsummer, it's a midsummer Yerushalayim day, right? And you leave the basar out in the sun. How long do you think that's going to take to be to get ruined? It probably would not even take 24 hours, because it's gonna burn in the sun, right? It's going to rot. So I think the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam would say that you need some kind of a physical change to the basar. A physical change to the basar. It's not enough. See, what you might be asking is why, according to Rabbi Nachmanel and the Rambam, is a psolina not enough? But you see, according to Rashi as well, a psolina is not enough. You need a physical change in the basa. To come to Rabbi Nachmanel and the Rambam, and they say that you need a real physical change to the point that it's actually rotting. If you had a psul in the basa, like the basa became tame, or the basa was yotzei. So somehow that psul is more chomer than a psul lina. Lina, nothing happened to the basa. Basa is in the same place that it was before. It's not yotzei. It's not tomei. It's just time elapsed, so therefore it's psul. So somehow that psul is not significant enough. So because that psul is not significant enough, that's why you need a physical change. And come to Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam, they say that physical change has to be very, very significant. Rashi says, no, it's enough to have a little bit of a physical change, even though it's not a dramatic physical change. Okay. Let's go weiter in Tosfos. Let's see the next segment of the Tosfos. Okay, this is the third section of the Tosfos in terms of the Rais. So continues Tosfos, V'lishna de bas yom ha-mashma shabisha b'hayom. So now Tosfos brings a raya to Rashi's Yisod, that all you need is a linas layla. He brings a raya from the Lashon Gemara. The Gemara says, Lo asr Torah l'kedera bas yoma. What does bas yoma mean? Today. It didn't say within 24 hours. He said today. So today sounds like today, as opposed to tomorrow. Tomorrow is not necessarily 24 hours later. Now, of course, you could say bas yoma means a day period. A day period is normally 24 hours, so it's debatable whether this is really such a good raya. But that's what Tosfos wants to say, that bas yoma sounds like today as opposed to tomorrow. Tomorrow is not automatically 24 hours, it's only 12 hours, it's less time. So it sounds like linas layla is enough. So now Tosfos says, V'davka sha'amda kol ha'layla b'lo bishul. The only time we'll say linas layla pogames is if the entire night it was amda b'lo bishul. From Tzeisak Ochavim until Amud HaShachar. Why? Why do you say Kol HaLayla? Maybe Amud HaShachar is enough? Maybe a little bit of the night? He says, She'en Yodua Magorim LaHafik Atam. We don't know what causes the Hafogas Atam, the fact that it's Nosin Tam Levgam. Tchilas HaLayla, Osofo, Okulo. There are three possibilities, right? The beginning of the night, the end of the night, or the whole night. So we don't know. So says Tosfos, you would have to be machmer. If you want to assume that linas layla is enough to say nosen tam levgam, we paskin nosen tam levgam mutter. So says Tosfos, you'd have to be machmer that at least it's a linas kol alayla. If it's not linas kol alayla, then you can't assume that it's nosen tam levgam. Avo me'es la'es lo be'inan, but you don't need me'es la'es, not lefi the Rabbeinu Tam, not lefi Rashi, v'amachmer tovo lav bracha. Atkan. This is the first section of Tosfos. Okay, Tosfos quotes Rashi that bas yoma means that there was no linas layla, and he says the Rabbeinu Tam agrees. He brings a raya from brochus. He brings a zeichel ladover from linas layla of ibrit sura. He brings a raya from the lashon of bas yoma, and then he says that linas layla pogemus is only the whole night because we don't know what's going to cause the pogam. And that's how the Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi paskin. We'll see later that maybe we're not going to paskin that way. Maybe others argue, but this is Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam. So ask Tosfos Akasha, V'yesh Litma L'Divrei Rabbeinu Tam, Shemevi Zecha L'Dovar, Me'ibur Tzura, the Tipshot Lei, Shesof Laila, Gorim HaPagam, Dahainu Amud HaShachar, Demashvi Lei Nosar, Le'at Inos Reifa. Right? Rabbeinu Tam brings a raya of Zecha L'Dovar from Ibur Tzura. Why can't we bring a raya from that Sof HaLaila is Gorim HaPagam? Rabbi Natam says, no, you have to be machmer that it's the whole Laila. Why? He brought a Zeich Ladavar from Ibar Tzura, from the fact that the Kachim, Linas Kachim, it really means Nosa, right? From the din of Nosa. Tipshalesha, Sof Laila, Gorim Apagam. Why don't we say that Sof Laila is Gorim Apagam? Dahino Amun HaShachar, Demashile Nosar, Lahat Ino Srefa. The reality is that Nosar, the Basa becomes Nosar, Bamur HaShachar. So it sounds like Amud HaShachar, the Sof Laila, should cause the pigam. If you have water that you took up for Kiddush Yadayim Viraglayim, and the water passes by a night, Linas Laila passels it. So how can the Rabbeinu Tam assume that maybe Linas Laila is only the whole night? From his Zeichel Adover itself, it's mashma that the Sof Laila is enough. from the Zechel Adover, the din of Lina by Kodshim and by Mehakior, it sounds like Soulfly is enough to create the Pagam. You don't need the whole Laila. Zok Toys says maybe the Rabbi Natam only said it's a Zechel Adover because he was sensitive to that issue. He doesn't know what causes the Pagam, so if the Pagam is caused by the whole night, then you can't say that Lina by the Mehakior and Lina Fenosar is a good raya, because it's a different halacha. There, the Soflail is enough. So that's why he says it's only a Zechel Adover. It's not really a raya gemur. Okay? He only said it's Zechel Adover, Kadesh lo Livshot Zemisham. You shouldn't be poached at that child from here. From there. V'yesh ledakdek, but Tosas adds, I'll bring you a raya, the sof laila levad eno gorim elakulo. Rabbi Natam says he thinks you have to be machmer that kol laila is causing the pagam. So what's the raya? Midahitzrich hakosav shavira bikli cheres mariku shtifa bikli nechoshes achare bishol chatas lamanda amar nosin tam lefgam mutter. That's a mouthful. What's Tosas saying? We know the pasuk in Parashas Sav says that if you cook chatas in a kli, so we know the chatas is going to become nosar after the laila, right? Yom v'laila echad. You can only eat it that day or that night, right? So what do you do? So says the pasuk in bechli nechoshes bushala umorak v'shutaf b'mayim. In bechli cheres yishaver. If it's cooked in a kli cheres, there's no hechsher for a kli cheres, as we said. You can't do hagola. You have to break the kli cheres. But in bechli nechoshes bushala umorak v'shutaf b'mayim, you do mariku shtifa, and that's enough. You do hagola. And you do a shtifa, okay? Marika is like a hagala, and that's enough to kasha. Now says Tosfos, you're doing this after the bishul chatas. Lemanda amar nosin tam lefgam mutter. Be careful. That really should read afilu lemanda amar nosin tam lefgam mutter. If you hold nosin tam lefgam aser, of course you do mariku shtifa by kli nechoshes and shvir by kli cheres. But the chiddush is even lemanda amar nosin tam lefgam mutter, you still need mariku shtifa. Now if you hold nosin tam lefgam mutter, what's the problem? Right, v'amai halo muter levasha bo lechatchila achar amud hashachar. Why do you need mariku shtifa and by kli nechoshes and shvira by kli cheres? If you hold that linas laila pogemes besof laila, then you should never need mariku shtifa by kli nechoshes and shvira by kli cheres, because the linas laila is going to be pogem. And if nosin tam avgam muter, then there's no problem. Wow, well, what's Tosis talking about? When did you cook in this kli? When did you cook in the kli? What's he saying? When did you cook in the kli? If you cooked in the kli, he's trying to bring a raya that the entire night is goreim the pegima, that you need kol alayla to be goreim the pegima. So what's his raya? His raya is the fact that you have a din of mariku shtifa by kli nechoshes, that you can kasher, that you have to kasher the kli nechoshes. So that's the raya, that you need a whole night to be pogim. What's the raya that you need a whole night to be pogim? Well, what's he talking about? So to understand Tosis, you really have to look at the Rush. The Maram says the same thing, but if you look at the Rush, he explains it through very beautifully. Let's take a look at this Rush together. Rush writes, in Simen Lamed Vav, Rush says, he expands a little bit on Tosis, and he gives a full understanding. He says, "Umiu k'tas nira misham shesof alayla levado ena mo ala lakula." Why? Shim sof alayla levado goreim lama hitzur hakasa b'kli cher shviru mariku shtifa b'kli nechoshes achavishur chatas. Why do you have to kasha the kli? Kimiyad shenasa noser nifkan taimo umutem enator levashabo. What's the problem? The problem is once it becomes noser, so you can't cook in the kli, because if you cook in the kli, it's going to answer the next kachim, right? The problem is you can't cook in a kli that has a bli of noser. But frekter rush. If you hold that linas laila pogemes, immediately when it becomes noser, it's mutter, because nosin tam lefgam is mutter. The linas laila made it mutter. So you're never going to have a situation where it's going to be asa. You're never going to have a situation where it's going to be asa. Now he says a little bit more. Hilkach afilu hiniach hakol. I'm sorry, I skipped. Just one second. Bishlam iamet kol halayla gorim nicha. This is the key point of the Rush. Bishlam, if we say kol halayla gorim nicha, if you say that you need the whole night to create the pagam, Then we understand why the Torah had to be mechadish the din of Mriku Shtifa by Klein Achoshes. Why? The Itzrach Krala Kalim Shabishlu Bahen Balaila. The Kadesh Lo Yavo Kachimli De Noser Ha Yimavashlan Gam Balaila. The Oso Tamlo Nifkam Baboker Venasa Noser V'cholol of Torah Shvira B'Kli Cheres Mriku Shtifa B'Klein Achoshes. What's the Rosh saying? He's saying, I know we mentioned before that they didn't cook at night. They didn't cook at night. They usually didn't cook at night. But there's one place that they used to cook at night. Where is that? The Beis HaMikdash. They cooked at night in the Beis HaMikdash because they didn't want it to become Noser. So they tried to finish all the cooking of the Kachim to make sure it shouldn't become Noser. People should be able to eat it. So Zok the Rosh, if you tell me that the whole night is garing the Pagam, so then I understand why you need the Chiddush of Mriku Shtifa by Klein Achoshes. Why? What do you need Mriku Shtifa for? You need Mriku Shtifa for a case in which you cook it at night after Tzeis HaKochavim. Because if you cooked it at night, it's not going to become Lefgam until the next night. So it's no sir, but it's not Lefgam. That you need a Hechsher for. But if you hold that it becomes Lefgam just Besof HaLaila, so then what do you need Mriku Shtifa for? No matter when you cooked it. If you cooked it yesterday, or if you cooked it at night, when does the Noser, when does the Shem Noser Chal? Bamud HaShachar, Besof HaLaila. So at the moment that the Shem Noser is Chal, it's Noser Tam of Kama, it's going to be Muta. So there's never a case where you're going to have a problem. If you hold that the Tchila, that you need the whole Laila to make it Lefgam, so then I get it. I need the pasuk for a situation where you cooked in the middle of the night. Cooked in the middle of the night, you're not going to have the whole Laila, so then the Shem Noser is going to be Chal on it, because it only becomes Noser Tam of Kama until at the next night. But if you tell me that you don't need the whole night, just the Sof Laila, so then what do you need Mriku Shtifa for? It's always gonna be Mutter. When it becomes Noser, by definition, you have Yelinas Laila, and then it's going to be Noser Tam of Kama Mutter. So this is the Raya that Tosis and the Rosh want to quote. No, it's certainly Tosis. He leaves the Raya, right? He doesn't say anything about it. He leaves the Raya, right? And he says that this is a good Raya that Kol HaLaila is going to be Pogim. You need Kol HaLaila in order to be Pogim. Is there an answer to this Raya? So the truth is there is an answer. It's not so clear that this is true. The Rosh himself is Docha this Raya. Rosh himself is Docha the Raya. Let me just, without reading the Rosh inside, let me just tell you what the Rosh says. The Rosh says, I don't think it's such a good Raya. You know why? Because the reality is, you think Mriku Shtifa is just a Hechsher? You think it's just Hagala? Notice, we keep on saying, Mriku Shtifa, Mriku Shtifa. What's the Shtifa? What does Shtifa have to do with anything? The Gemara in Zvachim says, Shtifa is Bitsone. It's not Bechamin. Mriku is like a Hagala, but Shtifa is Bitsone. Here's the Machokas Rebbe in the Rabbanan, exactly how much rinsing and cold do you need? Do you need the outside and the inside of the kli? The outside of the kli without the inside of the kli? Do you need a double shtifa, shtifa yeserta? There are all different shitas, but one thing is clear is that you need, by kachim, you need some kind of a rinsing and cold. It's not just hechsher. It's not just hechsher b'chamin. So says the Rosh, what kind of a strange idea is that? A rinsing and cold? Well, what does that mean? Obviously, the idea of Mriku Shtifa is not just a hechsher. It's a mitzvah. The Torah gives you a mitzvah. So the Chiddush HaTorah is that even though there's no Isser here anyway, because Nosen Tam of Gam Mutter, it doesn't matter. Once you have this din of Mriku Shtifa, that there's a mitzvah, right? There's a mitzvah to do the Mriku Shtifa. Certainly, Tzonein, the Shtifa, but Tzonein is a... Shtifa Bitzonin is a mitzvah, and it's not just a hechsher. So says the Rosh, the whole idea of Mriku Shtifa is a gzeres hakasav. It's a gzeres hakasav. So once it's a gzeres hakasav, then even for the Hagala part, you might say, oh, there's no need to do Hagala because it's already mutter. Belinas Laila, it's mutter. No, it's a gzeres hakasav that you need it. It's not for hechsher. It's a gzeres hakasav that you're going to need it. It's a gzeres hakasa that you will need it. Yeah. What's more, he says that when it's a basyoma, when the kli is a basyoma, let's say you cooked it during the day, then certainly you're going to need a mriku shtifa. If you cooked chatas, you're going to need a mriku shtifa before you cook shlomim. So, once the din mariku shtifas chal, once that mitzvah mariku shtifas chal, so then it's not gonna leave. So says the Rush, there is no raya that you need the whole night. Maybe Taki, you only need part of the night. If you only need part of the night, why do you need a chiddush mariku shtifa? It's a gzeras hakosav. So it breaks the rules. The Ran has a different dechia. The Ran has a very interesting dechia to this raya. What does the Ran say? Let's take a look at the Ran together. Ran writes, here. Uladidi lo kasha, shekvar perashti lamala shebalua, habalua bekedera she'ena bas yom aroi legerhu, ume atzmo osa, ela shemipnei she'ena mashbiach taravasu, ela pogem hu, she'ena osa taravasu. V'kemen she'adayin she'em nosar olav, tzivsa tor levaro, k'shem she'tzivsa lisarfo. What does the Ran say? He says the whole raya of Tosus is what? Is why is there a din of sreifas nosar? Why does the Torah tell me that you have to be sreif nosar? If you hold that linas laila pogemas doesn't require the whole night, it only requires part of the night, so you'll have the linas laila besofa laila. So at the moment that it becomes nosar, at the same moment it's already nosin tam levgam. If it's nosin tam levgam, why is there any chiyuv? Why is there any chiyuv to do mariko shtifa? The blia is a blia lefgam. It's not osir. There's no issa there. So why would you have to be machshirit bichlal? Must be that linas laila requires the whole night, and I need mariko shtifa for the case that I'm cooking during the night. Says the Ran, what are you talking about? Even after the blia has passed the night, it's not lefgam inside the kli. It's lefgam when it comes into the tarovis. When you cook with this kli, so the blia that comes out is going to be pogim the tarovis. But the blia be'etzem inside the kli is not lefgam. Big chiddush in the Ran. When we say keder she'ena bas yoma is nosin tam lefgam, what does that mean? Does it mean that be'etzem the blia is pogim inside the kli? Or, no, it's not pogim inside the kli, but when it comes out of the kli, it's going to be pogim the tarovis. Says the Ran, it's only pogim the tarovis when it comes out of the kli. But inside the kli, it's not lefgam. So says the Ran, that's the answer to Tosa's kasha. What Tosa is saying, why do I need mariko shtifa if you hold linas laila pogemis? Is only the sof laila, so why do I need mariko shtifa every time that you have a chalos shem nosar, you've had a linas laila? No, I'll tell you why. You need mariko shtifa because the shem nosar was chal on the blia. The blia calls man that it's a blia inside the walls of the pot. It's not lefgam. So if it's not lefgam, there's nosar there. So just like I have to burn Bosser that became Noser, I have to be Machshir this Kli. There's a mitzvah that I have to Kasher Noser. I have to get rid of Noser. So just like I have to burn the Bosser, I have to be Machshir the Kli in order to get rid of Noser that's inside the walls of the Kli. So the whole Kasher, the whole Raya never began, said the Ran. The Raya is assuming somehow something different, right? The Ran claims that the Bli inside of the Kli is not Lifgam, and that's why you have to be Machshir the Kli with a Mariko Shtifa. So what are Tosus and the Rush thinking? I mean, it's such an obvious dechir. What are Tosus and the Rush thinking? Tosus and the Rush, the reason why Tosus brought this raya, he said, this is a great raya that linas laila requires the whole night, because if it only requires sofa laila, there's never a din mariko shtifa, because whenever it becomes nosa, by definition, it's nosa in tam of gam. Tosus was obviously assuming one of two things. Tosus was assuming that either taka is pogam inside the walls of the kli. Taka is pogam inside the walls of the kli. So that's simple. If it's pogam inside the walls of the kli, so then his kasha is a good kasha. By definition, when it becomes nosar, it's already nosan tam avgam, pogam inside the walls of the kli, so there's no need to have a mariko shtifa. That's one answer. The more complicated answer is to say that Tosus agrees that it's not pogam inside the walls of the kli, but Tosus says, since it's going to be pogam the tarovis, there's no mitzvah to get rid of it. The only mitzvah to get rid of nosar is nosar that you can eat. Lishvach, right? Nosa that you can have. If the basar becomes nosa, so then we have to burn the basar. But if the blia, when it comes out of the kli, right, into the taroves, it's not going to be nosa in time of gam, I don't care that inside of the kli, it's not pogum. So what? What am I going to do with that blia? That blia doesn't have the ability to aser anything else. So if it doesn't have the ability to aser anything else, the shame noser is not going to be chal on that bliya. The Ran would have us believe that because the bliya inside the walls of the kli is not lifgam, noser can be chal on that bliya. So I have to kasher it. Tosfos might hold that noser isn't going to be chal on that bliya. Because since that bliya can't aser anything else, then the shame noser is not going to be chal on that bliya. So the shame noser is not going to be chal on that bliya. So then he has his kasha. Why do I need mariko shtifa? Must be that lina slayla requires a whole night. Right? So that's one way that Tosis could disagree. He could say that the shame noser is not going to be chal on the bliya, even if it's not pogum inside the walls of the kli. Because the reality is it can't aser anything else. But the simpler answer is what we said at first, that Tosis argues and says maybe the bliya is taka pogum in the walls of the kli. Maybe the bliya is taka pogum in the walls of the kli. And if it's pogum in the walls of the kli, so then there's nothing to talk about. Of course, there's no need to get rid of the nosa because it's already pogum. So there's nothing to talk about. This idea that the bliya might be pogum in the walls of the kli, this is expressed by the ra'ah in the Bedek Habayis. In the ra'ah in Bedek Habayis, we're going to see more of this ra'ah as time goes on. But let's just see a small section of the ra'ah. The Ra'ah in Bedek Habayis writes like this. Aval kedera shen bas yom shehutra bishvil shehabela sheba kevin shenishto me'es le'es. Okay, he argues with Rashi, Linas Laila, is that enough? You need actual me'es le'es. But what does that do? Biyadua shu pogum michidei ger. The pasuk says, "Lager asher b'sharecha tidnena va'achala." Lo sochu kol nevela, lager asher b'sharecha tidnena va'achala. You got to give nevela to the ger. So there's a rule that the nevela has to be ru'uya lager. It has to be ru'uya lager. There, the pasuk, the ger is talking about a ger toshav, a goy. You give a nevela to a goy. It has to be ru'uya lager. It has to be edible. So says the ra'ah, if the b'liya stayed in the kedera more than me'es le'es, or according to Rashi, alinas laila, the bela sheba. It's not Roy Lager anymore. The Ra'or writes explicitly, it's not Roy Lager. It's not Roy Lager. It's Nosen Tam Levgam. It's Pogum inside the Kli. That's one possibility within Tosus. That Tosus holds that the Bliya inside the Kli is Pogum. Once it has that Linas Lailo, Me'es Leis, according to the Ra'or, according to Tosus, once it has the Linas Lailo. And if the bliya is pogum inside, so then the kasha is, why do I need mariko shtifa for that? I don't need the kasha. The moment it becomes noser, it's pogum inside the kli. If it's pogum inside the kli, there's no need to have a mariko shtifa. Rashi also echoes a similar sentiment. Rashi in Psochim, Rashi on Daf Memdal and Bay says, the osa bliya misheshasa bedofno shel kli laila echad hufag tamo v'niskalkel. Rashi says that it sounds like inside the walls of the kli, it's pogum. It's pogum even inside the walls of the kli. So that's the machlokas, the Ran against Tosus. Tosus brings this raya. He says it must be that kedera she'ena bas yoma, right? Lina slayla can be pogum, but it has to be the whole night. Why does it have to be the whole night? He says because if it's not the whole night, so then why do I need mariko shtifa? At the moment that noser is going to be chal, if I cooked in the middle of the night, at the moment that Nosu is going to be Chal, it's going to be Nosu in time of Gam, because Linas Laila is enough Bisofa Laila. So it must be that the whole night creates the Pagam. You need a Linas Kola Laila. If you need Linas Kola Laila, so then if you cook in the middle of the night, it's not going to be Pogum until the next night. So that's why you need Mariko Shtifa. Comes the Ran and says, no, the Balua inside the Kli is not pogum, so yeah, I need mariko shtifa to get rid of the noser inside the kli. It'll be pogum the tarovus, but inside the kli it's not pogum. So the shein noser is chal. So Tosis and Rashi could say, the simple pshat is they could say, of course it's pogum inside the kli. Why would I say it's only pogum when it comes out? It's pogum inside the kli. So if it's pogum inside the kli, so I shouldn't need mariko shtifa. Right? Like the Ra'ah says, like Rashi Msachim says. So the fact that I need mariko shtifa proves that Linas Laila must be the full night. And that's why I need mariko shtifa for cases in which you're mevashel the kachim during the night, after Tzeizah Kochavim. Because then the Linas Laila is only going to be until the next night, and that's why I'm going to need mariko shtifa in order to kasher that kli. Okay. Questions? Okay. From the last part of the Rush, it's clear that the Rush argues with the Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. Rush says that Linas Laila is not enough, but you need Me'es Leis. You actually need Me'es Leis. This is what the Rush says at the very end. Rosh says, "Avlin banu lahatzur meiz leiz ozi shapir tvei, mashi itzur shvira umriko shtifa achavish lachatas." He says, "Of course, the idea of mriko shtifa would make a lot of sense if you need meiz leiz," and he puts that point. You know, he stresses that point a lot. So the Rosh, even though he does quote the Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, and he brings the rayas, he's doches some of the rayas. But okay, that's just a dechia. But from the hemshich of the Rosh, from the siyum of the Rosh, it sounds like he holds that that you really do need Me'es Leis. And this is the way that the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Shulchan Aruch, both in Simen Kuf Gimel Siv Hei, and later in Simen Kuf Chav Beis Siv Beis, Shulchan Aruch paskins that you need Me'es Leis. Let's take a look at this Shulchan Aruch, okay? This is in the packet. Shulchan Aruch says, "Kol kedera shena bas yoma, chashiva taima lifgam ve'eno seres. V'nikreis bas yoma, kol zman sheshosa me'es la'es, achashin esbasha bo ha'iser." Me'es la'es, it has to be 24 hours. It's not enough that it's a linas laila. That's because Tosfos, the Shulchan Aruch is hiding behind the Rush. The Rush is more machmer than Rashi and Tosfos, so the Shulchan Aruch decides to paskin like the Rush. But the post can point out that there is enough gemina l'maisa to Rashi, meaning sometimes we're going to be mitzarif Rashi le'inyan halacha. Rashi is not completely rejected. Linas Laila is not completely rejected. What do you mean? Why is Linas Laila not completely rejected? So, to know the case, to understand the case where we're going to apply Rashi, we have to actually finish Tosfos. Let's go back to Tosfos and finish it up. Okay, this chelik of Tosfos, the last part of Tosfos, relates back to many issues that we discussed throughout the year for those who were in the shir over the year. We'll try to flesh it out for those who were not together with us during the year. But ideas like chaticha nasis nevela, no sintam bar no sintam. Let's see the last part of Tosfos, the very famous part of Tosfos. Be'arav Rabbeinu Baruch kosav b'sefer ha'truma. Rabbeinu Baruch writes like this: She'tzarech lachkor shelo haya b'kli afilu mayim chamin levad b'soch me'es la'es. You have to be careful that not only was the kli not used for 24 hours in order to be machshir that kli, but you didn't even cook water in the interim. Right? You didn't even cook water. Let's say a person cooked nevela in the pot. He bought meat from the butcher, and then they told him, "Gevalt, it was nevela, it's a problem." So he knows that he has to kasha the kli, right? But let's say he cooked other things. Let's say he cooked vegetables in the interim. Right? If you cook vegetables in the interim, that's going to be a big problem. If it's within 24 hours, notice Rabbeinu Baruch paskins me'es la'es. He paskins against Rashi. So, if someone cooked in the interim in that pot, besoch me'es la'es, you're going to have a big problem. Because those vegetables have a bli of nevel on them. Let's say a person waited until after me'es la'es, and didn't cook in the pot until after me'es la'es, so that's okay, b'di'evet, it's okay. L'chatchila, you have to kasha the kli, l'chatchila, you're not supposed to cook in a kli, she'ena b'yom, but if you did it, and someone told you, no, I wanted to kasher it, it had a bli of nevela in it, you shouldn't have cooked the vegetables, but the vegetables are going to be permitted. Comes to Rabbeinu Baruch and says, let me make things a little more complicated. Let's say you cook nevela in this pot, betos, right? And let's say in the interim, you heated up some water. I don't know, whatever, you heated up some water. Let's say you cooked, let's say you cooked vegetables, and you ate the vegetables, someone ate the vegetables, whatever. They made a mistake. And now, more than 24 hours after your original bishul, you use the pot again. Right? Let's say you cooked in the pot at 6 o'clock at night on a Sunday. And then you cook in the pot, you cook vegetables at 12 o'clock noontime on Monday. And then at 9 o'clock, Monday night, which is 24 hours from when you first cooked the nevela, the iser in the pot, you cook in the pot again. So now the question is what you cooked in the pot the second time, the third time, I should say, is that going to be awesome? What's the shaila? The shaila basically is, look, it is 24 hours after the original cooking of the iser, But the question is, since you cooked in the interim, within 24 hours, do we reset the clock? That's the shaila that Rabbi Nebarach is talking about. Do we reset the clock every time that you cook in the interim? You know, sometimes the Talmud will come to me with a shaila that, you know, they used a pot and they made a mistake. It was really a fleshika pot and they used it for milchiks and what happens over here. So the first question that every posik is going to ask you is, well, when did you last use the pot? Was it used within the last 24 hours? Notice, he's going to say within the last 24 hours because we paskin, like the Shulchan Aruch, like the Rush, against Rashi. We don't assume Linus Lipogamus, we assume that you need 24 hours. So he'll ask, was it used in the last 24 hours? Why is he saying, was it used in the last 24 hours? He really should ask, was it used within 24 hours the last time that you cooked Isser in it? Or let's say, if we're talking about Basar B'Chalav, you should say, well, was it used within 24 hours of the Basar? No, they always ask, was it used within the last 24 hours? So they mean, was it used for Basar? But according to Rabbeinu Baruch, think about it. Let's say it was used within the last 24 hours, but not for Basar, for Parav. For Parav, so that should be a shayla, because maybe the clock should be reset. Maybe we should reset the Me'es Le'es clock if you cooked in the interim. What does the Rabbeinu Baruch say? Let's see what he says. So he says like this: Harav Rabbeinu Baruch kosev b'sefer chumash shetzarach lachkar shlohei b'kli afilu mayim chamin levad b'sok Me'es Le'es. The mayim chashivi kamo ha'iser levishanasu nevela. Kevin shlohei b'hen samach levato pleitas hakli. Comes to Rabbeinu Baruch and says, if you cook in the interim, even parav, you're going to have a problem. Why? Because the water becomes a nevela. Chaticha nasis nevela. The water becomes like a nevela, becomes like gufo shalisser. So if it becomes gufo shalisser, there's going to be a problem over here. Debididei misharinan. We have to measure within the entire pot. So if the pot, the water in the pot will never have shishim to be mevatel, the belia in the walls of the pot. Since we have to measure in the entire pot, so the water is going to become aser. V'chazu v'nivla'u. And now they're going to be nivla into the walls of the pot again. So because chaticha nasis nevela, notice the Rabbeinu Baruch is saying that you have to have a me'es la'es, and now he's saying something else, that chaticha nasis nevela, even by shari surim. Remember we had a whole discussion, Rabbeinu Ephraim says chaticha nasis nevela only by basa b'cholav. Because Basar B'Chalav, the Basar and the Chalav are both Mutter by themselves, together they become Asur, there's a transformation. So because there's a transformation, that's why Chaticha Nasis Nevela. But others claim, no, even by Shari Surim we'll say Chaticha Nasis Nevela. Rabbeinu Baruch says Chaticha Nasis Nevela even by Shari Surim. So he says, that's the problem. The problem is that if you cook in the interim, even Pariv, let's say you cook water, right, water. So the Issa comes out of the walls of the pot, it enters into the water, it asers the water, and once it asers the water, then that water is going to be mavliya back into the pot, and it's going to aser the pot again. We're going to start all over again. You have to reset the clock. You have to reset the clock, he says. But he adds one caveat. V'davka b'kli shel iser, only if the bliya into the water was iser. Aval b'kli shel heter, kigon basar, b'kli shel chalav, o ipcha, there's no chaticha nasis nevela by heter. If all you have is a bliya of cholov coming into the water, or a bliya of basa coming into the water, it didn't make the water into a nevela. It's just a bliya of basa inside the water, but the water wasn't transformed. So if the water wasn't transformed, what's going to happen? So the basa goes back into the pot, but you didn't do anything. Nothing happened. There was no change over here. So because there was no change over here, the clock is not reset. If the bliya that came out of the walls of the pot is iser, so then you're going to have to reset the clock, because chaticha nasis nevela in the water. But if the bliya that came out was either basa or cholav, it was mutter, then we're not going to say chaticha nasis nevela. And if we're not going to say chaticha nasis nevela, so then you're not going to have to reset the clock. Okay, this is the basic yesod of the Rabbeinu Baruch. Okay, so for tomorrow, I want you to look at the Rabbeinu Baruch again. I want you to finish the Tosis. We didn't even finish the Tosis. Rabbeinu Baruch has one final comment about not by not. Look at the Rabbeinu Baruch inside. And take it slowly. Try to understand the different points of the Rabbeinu Baruch, what he's saying. He's being mechalek regarding chaticha nasa tevela between a bliya shel issa that comes into the water and a bliya shel heter. He's talking a little bit about nosin tam bar nosin tam as well. So we're going to have to discuss that too. Not bar not the hetera, not bar not the isura. And then we're going to have to figure out lemaisa. How do we paskin? Do we paskin like this, Rabbeinu Baruch, even regarding issa? Look at the Beis Yosef. You'll see there are those who argue with Rabbeinu Baruch even regarding issa. We'll have to understand why that's true. And then we'll figure out lemaisa, how do we paskin? So when we get to the lemaisa stage, you'll see that the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah are going to bring Rashi back to life. That it could be that this svar of Linas Laila is going to play a role within the Rabbeinu Baruch, halacha lemaisa. That even if we'll be machmir for the Rabbeinu Baruch, but after a Linas Laila, perhaps there might be room to be mekel, because at least Rashi would hold that after Linas Laila, it's completely nosin tam lavgam, and it's not going to be a problem. Okay, so there's a lot that we have to deal with. We have to deal with the Rabbeinu Baruch himself, and then at the end, we have to figure out how the Rabbeinu Baruch and Shitas Rashi are going to work together. Have a nice day.